Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Kelvin Williams Jr. Kelvin, are you ready to do this?
I am excited. Let's go, man.
Let's do this. Kelvin is the founder and CEO of Freeman Capital. He's an adrenaline junkie, a tech lover, and dad working to close the wealth gap in America. I'm excited to have you on. Kelvin, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so one, thank you for having me. And I'm originally from Maryland, grew up there, and have been a geek like my whole life. I mean, I was writing code, and I was even recruited at 17 to build top secret computer programs for the Department of Defense. So I was a serious geek, and I always loved money too. I'm not sure if you'll remember this, but back in like the early 90s, there was a platform called ShareBuilder. Capital One bought them.
Yeah.
And so I bought my first shares as, you know, a teenager then. And so that kind of introduction of finance and technology have played out the whole way through. And now, you know, living down here in North Carolina, where the weather, where we have like 8 different seasons because it changes so much with my wife and with my son. So life is good.
Nice. I love it. So you were like the Jason Bourne character from whatever movie that was.
So rather, you know what's really funny? So there was a movie that came out called Enemy of the State. And in that movie, Will Smith was being chased by folks in the DOD, right? So at that same time, I was being recruited. So I thought it was going to be like that. Instead, I was like 4 stories below ground and I never saw light. And so that's what made me change and kind of pivot and then, you know, go and build some technology platforms and come up companies because I just wanted to, you know, talk to people and be outside in the sunlight.
Yeah. Being underground is suboptimal for sure. So, all right. So I think that technology is obviously doing terrible stuff to us, but it's also doing a lot of wonderful things and giving more people the opportunity to take advantage of investing, and I think hopefully will help more Americans get better at money. But when we talk about the wealth gap and wealth for all, just tell me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so my general thought is that the wealth gap is real, and it is here because of systemic things that have gone on and policies and companies and with governments that, you know, many of us are very aware of. But the way that I see the wealth gap is that it can have a silver lining depending on how you look on it. So when I look at the racial wealth gap in particular, I see opportunity. Because statistically, the number one group of entrepreneurs is Black entrepreneurs. The fastest income growing group per percentage is Black people. The population as a whole is browning in America. And so to me, I see there are opportunities to help people get the access, the education, and tools that they need financially to help them take the steps to close their personal wealth gaps. So I come from a family where, you know, my dad, he was able to, you know, go, he was born in DC and then was able to go to college, go get his master's. He closed his personal wealth gap. You know, I went to the largest HBCU in the nation, that's historically Black college, and was student body president there. And I see hundreds of people closing their personal wealth gaps. And so what we're trying to do at Freedman Capital is accelerate that. We know that people can do it if they get the right help, if they get the right guidance. So we want to help hundreds of thousands of people to do that and do it at a faster pace so that we can close the racial wealth gap.
I love it. The conversation about race in America, racism, systemic racism, the wealth gap, the income gap, if it's talking about women to men, if we're talking about the black community, it is a really, really, really difficult and important conversation. I am like I think so many people out there, I fancy myself a pragmatic person, and I look at a problem, I say, well, okay, let's try and solve this. And so I appreciate everything you just said very much. So how do you see, or rather, how are you going about helping to close it?
Yeah, and that's a great question too. And so the way that I view it is that when you look at the wealth gap, it's formed because of two main things. The first is how much wealth is someone born into? And then the second is, once they're living, how much wealth do they build? Like, if you break it down to its simplest forms, that is what I believe the problem is. So yes, there are systemic things. Yes, there are all of these things that externally have to be changed and should be looked at. But at the end of the day, I also live in reality and know that we can't wait for someone else to come and solve our own problems as a country. So when you look at these two core problems, how much wealth is passed on, that means that what we do at Freedman Capital is that we help people make sure that for themselves, for their parents, for, you know, their family, is that they have their insurance needs covered. Because one way to ensure that your next generation can you know, get a head start is with proper insurance coverage, so that when you pass on, you're not passing on debts. Because the average black family is only passing on $38,000. And when you compare that to the average white family that's passing on $171,000, that is a $100,000+ gap. Now, with proper insurance needs covered, you can pay a little bit more in your monthly expenses and then ensure that the next generation is possibly equal or maybe even getting a head start of funding. And we all know folks who their grandparents passed or a family member and they got a good chunk of money and now they're able to do a little bit more. So we can use the existing financial products that are out there to help give a leg up on part one of the wealth gap. And then when they're living and they're working, Forbes has even had a report that has said that people with access to planning and a financial planner have double the wealth of those who do not. And so when we look at it, that is why we price and we built our business the way that we did, to where you can get a wealth manager as a subscription service starting at the price of Netflix. So if we can afford to pay for Netflix and all the wonderful content that it is producing, you can also have a certified financial planner and work with a platform that will give you the steps that you need to take to increase your net worth and put you in a better position. Doing those two things at scale is how we will close the racial wealth gap.
That makes perfect sense to me. And I love it. It's odd to me that not enough people recognize and talk about the insurance piece of it, because that's just an automatic way to, if your priority is to provide your heirs and next generations with money, assets, life insurance is a guaranteed way to do that.
Exactly.
And so I think it's awesome that you're really talking about that, thinking about it and addressing it. Is that, this isn't rocket science, but is that well received? Is, just tell me a little bit about how the conversations are going around that.
So it is being well received, because the problem that we have as a country, which is then magnified in marginalized communities, is that a lot of this financial information, as as you know, George, that it's not being shared. I mean, now it's starting to get out there, but the whole industry of finance has been built to not to like be relying on the company. And so when you have people that couldn't get access to talk to the company, it's even worse. And so when they can come to Freeman Capital and get boatloads of free information that we try and personalize and make actionable, they get clarity, they get motivation, and then the most important thing is that they get that emotional security in knowing I can take the first step. Because as you know, because I've read your story as well, like when you're sitting there and you have debt that's weighing on you and like you're feeling like a failure, because that's what happened to me. Like when I got collection notices in the mail, you know, back in the day, they came in the pink envelopes. Like I felt like a failure as a human being, you know. And so, but I mean, now giving folk like, hey, it is okay. It doesn't matter what mistakes you made, we will give you the education, the support, and the clarity of direction on how to get out of this situation and to still leave your family in a better position. You might not go from where you are to being Bill Gates, but it does mean that you can go to where you are to being in a better place by taking steps consistently each and every month.
Yeah, I love it. So it's getting access to good quality, clear information that can start to create confidence and clarity. And pretty people are probably already motivated. I think that we all are to leave our kids in a better place than we are. But I think that closing any kind of a gap, if it's, I really want to get back in shape or I want to eat healthier. I want to be in a better financial situation. It's really doing those things, and it's motivating people to be, or positioning them to be able to take those initial steps and just to get started.
It truly is. And so the way that we see it is that it starts off first with just the mental and the emotional understanding of this can work for me. Because if you've never seen this, if this has seemed blurry and not really, and it's been real opaque, you'll like wonder how can this work for me. And so it starts with making that crystal clear. And then what we do with our platform is that every month we give folks the three steps that they need to take that month that would result in their net worth going up. You know, there are a lot of great platforms out there that some that focus on, you know, you can buy a stock at little to no price, or you can manage ETFs and assets at little to no price. But there is still a challenge to where if you don't know what to do comprehensively, where do you go? Do I pay off my debt first? Do I invest first? Do I put money in my retirement at what percentage? There's still that question that goes unresolved. And so what we focus on is, hey, if you want to buy stocks for free, do it. If you want to invest with ETFs, fine. But let's help you put it in the right order that will result in you building wealth overall and ensuring that your net worth can be in a position to go up.
Nice. I think that there's so many reasons why Dave Ramsey is the most effective financial whatever person out there. And it's because he has baby steps, and he's like, here's where we start. And he makes it super actionable and easy to follow. And so I love that you're providing people with that blueprint. And then here are three steps that you can take right now to get you moving in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and Dave has changed thousands of lives, maybe even hundreds of thousands of lives. And what, you know, I think is great about that is that he is putting out that general information. And then what we're doing is taking that to the next level by we personalize a step. So like it's one thing to say, here are the baby steps, right? But then it's the next thing to say, well, my situation is a little bit different and it doesn't line up perfectly to what the general for the nation recommendations are. And that is really how we built our platform, because we built it in mind that Black people have an income gap. Black women have the income and then a gender gap as well. Plus, historically, per the health stats, Black people are at a chance of working less years than white people. And so we can't just take general information that might work for the general public and apply it to personal situations. And so what we've done at Freeman Capital is really customize our service to, if you are in a situation where you are behind and you could stop working sooner, let's make sure that we front load your actions with the things to secure your foundations, improve your behaviors, and then get you on a path to success.
Yeah, I love it. So access to, I think that having the information, but then this access to a financial professional, talk to me a little bit more about the impact that you see that having.
Yeah, to me, that is huge. And so the average cost per hour for a certified financial planner is $235 per hour, if you were to Google that. And we know, just like with health, if you can afford to go to a doctor more and as often as you want, like, oh, what is this little bump that I just did? Did I sprain my knee or not? Like, if you could just go whenever you want, you will be in better health. Like, multiple studies have shown that people who see a doctor are more healthy than those who do not. And so what we wanted to do with our platform is make it as easy and accessible for someone to work with the best planners in the nation, and that's a certified financial planner. So on our platform, you can have unlimited access to talk and work with a financial planner via phone call, via, you know, text messages, via, you know, phone, via Zoom meetings, what have you, because we have seen in the results of our own clients that people who are getting access to a certified financial planner who just to break this down, they are tested and trained in virtually every aspect of finance, from the budgeting, the cash flow, to, of course, investing and retirement, and then insurance and planning estates and wills. And so you now have one person that you can go to just like you are a millionaire, because as you know, folk who are billionaires and millionaires, they can call up their wealth manager, ask a question, and that, you know, that person goes, figure it out, they have the answer, or they have a team of folks. We wanted to provide a similar experience to the rest of us, to where even if you're not a billionaire, you still have someone who is actively looking at your financials, seeing how your taxes are being paid, how can you optimize that, and have it all in one place, wrapped in an easy subscription.
I love it. Love it. Well, Kelvin, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that I would say that for those who want to make a difference with their finances is to, whatever is causing you anxiety or fear or concern, find someone, be it, you know, a fellow family member, someone in the Savage Nation community or Freeman Capital who will help you run toward that fear, because oftentimes the success is on the other side of the fear if we can just push through and run through it. And especially financial things hit us in emotional ways, and so just find you someone that will help you run through and overcome that fear, and I believe that you will be better and more wealthy on the other side.
I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. Yeah, I can't agree with that enough. Just how much better it is whenever we're trying to do something difficult to enlist the help of somebody else. So I think that's great. Kelvin, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with Freeman Capital?
Of course. And so they can come to freemancapital.co. For a limited time, you can schedule a free call with, you know, one of our team members. So, you know, we want to eliminate all, but because I'm regulated by the SEC, so I can't say all, but we want to eliminate as many barriers as we can to make it easy for folk to take a step and get started. So you can come to freemancapital.co, have a free call with one of our team members. And that's where you can find us. And we have a chat on our website, and I pop in there too. And of course, on all our social media platforms at Freeman Capital.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kelvin your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to freemancapital.co. Check out all the great resources. It's an incredible site. Thanks again, Kelvin.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.